I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope the week is treating you well. Today, we continue our series on relationship pairings with Type 2 and Type 8. Just a quick little note here, if you are looking for Type 2 and Type 1, that has already happened in the Type 1 series, so go check that out. And then from now on, each type will get shorter as we go forward because the pairing will already be covered. So I'll cover Type 2 and 2 at the end of this section, so two episodes or two series episodes from now, two Thursdays from now, it will go live as well. Now, whenever I answer these relationship pairing questions, I like to do it in 3 points: conflict styles and triggers, things we may be unconsciously doing in our relationship, and then ways that you could positively influence one another. Now, let's dive in to 2 and 8. So our conflict style here for the Enneagram Type 2 is the positive outlook group. They are quick to deny problems, stress, and conflict. They tend to respond to difficulty by putting a positive spin on negative experiences to cover up those painful emotions. Now, also particular to the 2 here is they tend to emphasize a positive self-image. They emphasize positive experiences. They put an emphasis on the good qualities of others, kind of seeing people through a rose-colored glasses. They repress negative thoughts and feelings, and they may be over-focused on the needs of others. Triggers for our Type 2 are being taken for granted, not being heard, another person being treated in an abusive manner, and being excluded. Type 2s in conflict, it's very helpful to ask yourself, why is appreciation important to me here? And how can I affirm myself? Now, our Type 8s, they are in the reactive group. They respond strongly to conflict and need responses from others. So conflict is met with an emotional, reactive, and a strong desire to know where they stand with others. Now, the triggers here for 8 are others not being direct, being controlled, being blindsided, underestimating their strength, and injustice. And they may react to these triggers by seeking independence and self-reliance, giving themselves a strong sense of being, confronting others to protect themselves from being hurt or feeling vulnerable, and good old denial. That's not real. That didn't happen. Now, 8s in conflict can ask themselves, what vulnerability do I feel when I am not getting my way? This combination at its best is a well-oiled machine of care. The 8 taking care of the practical needs of the relationship and the 2 taking care of the emotional needs of the relationship. They also tend to care for their extended families and communities in those same roles. So that's beautiful. However, there are some things that can get in the way, things you may unconsciously be doing. So 8, be conscious of being the main character, kind of making the decisions for the direction of the family, making decisions for yourself, and then expecting the 2 to follow along, kind of acting out however you want and expecting everyone to be okay with that. I tend to make this recommendation in relationships where there is an assertive type in a relationship with a compliant type, because that dynamic can quickly occur where the assertive is making most of the decisions, kind of driving the tone, and the 2 or the compliant type is getting lost in the mix. And all of us have a desire to be the main character of our own life. And some of us, not me, someone with a more compliant nature, is going to find it easier to kind of fall into the role of supporting character. But that eventually gets old and we grow resentful and the dynamic starts to shift. So be mindful of that Type 8. Are you assuming that the 2 is there to support you in all of the decisions that you make without checking in on what they want, what their dreams are, what their passions are, where they would like to go? Also, 8s here, be mindful of how you speak. Be mindful too of speaking up about the good. So first, 2s are emotional, gentle beings who your perception of them means everything. You know, it's like make sure that you're not speaking aggressively to your two, but also be mindful of speaking out the good. When I'm doing corporate trainings, I'll often say that if your boss is an eight, no news is good news. That they'll tell you when something's wrong and they might not say anything if everything's going well. In a relationship to a two, that is not ideal. Twos need to hear, thank you. Here's what you did really well. Here's what I'm really proud of you for. Here's what you're amazing at. Here are these really specific things that I love about you. So if you go the route of no news is good news, they're going to feel neglected. And that's going to come out eventually. Today's podcast is brought to you by Factor. I have never wanted a partnership more than I wanted the one with Factor. I ordered Factor with my own money for the first time, and because I was influenced, and I thought, these are more delicious than everyone is saying they are. Like, I genuinely feel like they're being undersold. They are so, so good. And I think it's so nice that you can eat stress-free. You know, like if you are looking for something this spring to support you in not having to make decisions about what you eat for lunch, Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals are here for you. They're always fresh, never frozen, and they're chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like keto, protein plus, vegan, and veggie. But you can also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I personally love their meals along with their juice shots. I'm a big fan. You can get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I am someone who hates to make lunch. I hate thinking about lunch. And I really want a good lunch, but I don't want to put the thought into figuring out what that's going to be. And Factor comes in clutch for that. All I have to do is grab my Factor meal and pop it into the fridge.